Greg Shatton, Abelman, Frayn & Schwab, IPC.
Alain Midron, Orange, HPCP.
Nigel Hickson, ICANN.
Dolio from CATR, MIT of China.
Lynn Sainamore, Internet Matters.
Kyle Lee from the KL.
Jen Taylor Hodges, BT. Sarah Falvey, Google.
David Ferris, 21st Century Fox.
Linda Kinney, Motion Picture Association of America.
We have an interesting group. Okay, I was actually planning on eating breakfast, but since Olivia is not here, there is an agenda. I don't know if everybody saw it that was posted to Confluence. The items were to review of the various Internet governance hotspots, NetMundial Initiative, Plentypot, WSIS 10, strategic plan for its implications for IG activities and role for ICANN, interface engagement with the wider community and ICANN leadership, including the IG session later today, ICANN expenditures, I'm not sure why we're talking about that here, but okay, and then charter discussion. Personally, I would start with the charter point, but anyway, are there any other things we should add to this off the top of your head? I just, by way of prolegomenon, for those who are coming into this process a little bit later, I was totally not prepared to talk. For those who are coming into this process a little bit later, this initiative started in Buenos Aires. Those who were there will recall that with NetMundial half a year on the horizon, Fadi called us all together at 7 a.m. There was about 1,000 people in the room to talk about how Internet governance, so the broader agenda of Internet governance issues beyond the ICANN world, were increasingly becoming important to ICANN and raising concerns, and why this was, inter alia, leading then to the NetMundial initiative, and suggested that the community might want to create a space where people could address these sort of broader issues that are not specific to ICANN's internal operations and the management of the domain name industry, et cetera. And so a group was formed by various internet governance mavens who live both in the UN environment and ICANN. Unfortunately, for some months, we sort of drifted a bit. We did manage to write a response for the NetMundial, an input document for the NetMundial initiative about what our views were at the top level in terms of principles and the roadmap and items like that. Marilyn, hi. But what one thing we did not manage to do yet was to adopt a charter actually boot up activity based on that. I understand that there is a motion before the GNSO Council for later today, introduced by Avri Doria, for the GNSO to adopt the charter, or GNSO members to adopt the charter. Hopefully their various stakeholder groups would be represented. This would be speaking on behalf of their stakeholder groups. So the question, I guess, is... I don't know if people are familiar with the charter or read it. There was a lot of work that went into it. It's fairly consistent with the kind of emerged standard of how these things are done, although that's, of course, highly variable still to some extent. And when I say standard, that's in quotes. And there is, in fact, a cross-community working group about how to do cross-community working groups. Here's the chair. Just to say by way of background, that's where we are. We have not adopted a charter yet to shape our work program going forward, but there is a motion before the council today, and that is obviously, if we want to be serious about doing this as a cross-community working group in the way other cross-community working groups are done, we should charter the thing, specify a set of objectives, scope it out, and move forward. So with that impromptu background, we now have the co-convener of the process. But just if, for those who don't recall, this started out, I think it was in Buenos Aires, maybe it was, I think it was Buenos Aires, at large, and the non-commercial stakeholder group sort of tried to boot up a discussion about how to do this, because many of the members on both sides were very concerned about this and wanted to make sure something actually happened. And Olivier is as chair at that point of the ALAC, and Rafik Damak is as the chair of the non-commercial stakeholder group, became the co-facilitators for the initial stage. But of course, again, that's all pre-charter, and it was just an initial bootstrapping exercise. And now, you know, we have to decide from here how we want to proceed. So, Olivia, I was just giving, we did a tour de table, although a lot of people have entered since then, and I just gave a little brief background about how this initiative got started after from Buenos Aires, and what the current state of play was with regard to the charter issue, and I outlined the agenda, and that's it.
Thank you very much, Bill, and apologies for my late arrival. Ran a little late. Did we just do the GNSO status so far with regards to the charter? Have we gone through the CCNSO and the other?
We did not. I only mentioned that there was a GNSO motion for today.
So thank you for this, and perhaps we can find out from the other SOs and ACs then what the status is with regard to charter adoption, so as to know where we stand on this. I can let you know that the ALAC has voted and has passed the charter, so the ALAC is fully behind this. So anyone in from the CCNSO? I understand that it was passed, but just a few words if there is anybody here. Martin Boyle?
I've got no idea whatsoever.
Thank you very much for this very valuable piece of information, Martin. No, I think it was passed. I recall the note from Byron letting us know that that was passed. Any other SOs and ACs? I believe the SSAC has also passed the charter. And I'm not sure about we haven't heard from the ASO nor from the GAC on this. I don't even know if it figures in the GAC agenda at any point. Okay, so next, I guess we have to look at, and I have to find the agenda for this. What is the next part?
The overview. So the first item on the agenda that was circulated some time ago was to overview the range of current global internet governance activities that might be especially relevant, the NetMundial initiative, the plenipotentiary of the ITU, WSIS plus 10. But I do wonder whether there isn't an antecedent conversation about whether everybody's on the same page and wants how we want to do this, but it's up to you. We can dive into those substantive points if you want.
Thank you very much, Bill. Marilyn Kate?
Thank you, Marilyn Kate, one of the business participants. I'd like to add under AOB a discussion on how we, if we have someone who wants to retire from the group, because now there are two other cross-community working groups that are also taking interest, we may have some interest of rotating in participants and rotating out participants, but we could come to that, please, under housekeeping. My comment was going to be that I would like us to do a bit of a tour of the ecosystem events at a very high level to see if we all have a common enough awareness of some of the events that are going on that are of great implication. I'll just mention, you know, on the one hand, the WSIS review, it has three elements to it, and for many people, understanding the complexity of that is not, it's not really apparent, but they all have opportunities for consultation and participation. So covering that, I'm just going to say, I really by doing that, we will make sure we do not become only Net Mundial focused, but we are taking into account the broader range. Even the Net Mundial documents call for taking the principles from Net Mundial into a wide variety of other activities.
Thank you, Marilyn. And then the gentleman on the right, I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
No problem. I'm Vika Bisane from the CNSO Council. I just sort of to take you back because I was talking for minutes quickly. Yes, the charter was adopted on the 25th of September by the CNSO Council. And as far as I'm aware, there is a call for representatives from the CNSO to this body, and it closed yesterday.
Okay, thank you very much for this information. Feliz Ilmaz.
Thank you. Feliz Ilmaz, ASO. We've been dealing with a lot of other stuff during the course of past few months. We all do. So can you remind us the process of the charter approval? Should it be going through us to our constituencies, or as the SOAC chairs, one of them? Did you raise it with the chairs and you are expecting our chairs to respond to you?
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Feliz. It's Olivier speaking. I have sent the charter to all of the ASO and AC chairs, and I don't know what the internal procedures are with regards to ASO, but you obviously have procedures to go through this.
Okay, just to round it up, I'll get back to you about the ASO-AC part after getting advice from my chair, and I'll inform the group, okay?
That's perfect. Thank you. So maybe we can now go into the list of topics then that this working group would be interested in addressing. Obviously, we've started with a cross-community working group that worked specifically on the Net Mundial process. As we know, the Net Mundial process has somehow left the building and gone for its own life. And should we, I guess the first question is, should we continue tracking the Net Mundial? Should this working group pursue work on this? And then what other topics might this working group be interested in tracking and pursuing and addressing? Marilyn Cade.
I just like, it's Marilyn Cade speaking. I'm not exactly sure tracking is the word I would have used. I want to make a clarifying point from my perspective. I always looked at this working group as being the way that the community was providing bottom-up, widely supported, I'm not using the word consensus here because it's, but widely supported guidance to the CEO, staff, and the board on our views on ICANN's activities and roles in internet governance, and also sharing information about what we ourselves were doing when we wore another hat in internet governance activities, which are much more broad, but that we were not trying to in any way replace the IGF, but we were trying to guide and inform the work of ICANN resources within ICANN and ICANN externally into other fora.
Thank you, Marilyn. Bill Drake?
I'm pleased to say that I agree with Marilyn, which is wonderful.
It's wonderful.
Yes, because we're sitting next to each other. However, I would add one element. I think providing guidance about ICANN's engagement with the wider ecosystem, sharing information about what's happening in the ecosystem, but thirdly, there may be instances where something is going on and it would be useful, as we did with the Net Mundial meeting itself, for the community to express, aggregate views and express them vis-a-vis these things. So the way you formulated it sounded slightly passive from the external side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're down with the third point too. The fact that we did put an input into the Net Mundial initiative, I think, was useful for people to see what this community shared views were on those top-line things. And it may well be that on some other points, such as the Net Mundial initiative or other things, there would be an instance where it would be in my view, advisable for us to be able to express a collective sentiment. David might have a different view, but let's hear.
Thank you, Bill. David Ferris, next.
I was just going to say, I think maybe what we need to do, too, I mean, we need to look at each discrete initiative that's underway and perhaps provide guidance where it's relevant, if ICANN should or should not be involved, however that works. But maybe we need to have an overarching statement about when ICANN should engage in the broader Internet governance debate. You know, it should be focused on the DNS issues, right? The names and numbering issues. We've seen ICANN actually initiate a lot of different things in the Internet governance space over the last year, and things that I would think some in the community, at least, are not comfortable with, and it's been done without any guidance from the community. And therefore, I think we should have some overarching principles about when and how ICANN should engage in these types of activities on their own initiative. So give some general guidance, and then we have to look at the specific initiatives that are underway and provide guidance on those.
Thank you, David. When you mention when should ICANN engage on its own initiatives, do you mean when should ICANN staff engage or ICANN as the organization as a whole?
I think it's more about staff. I mean, ICANN as a whole, what do you mean? ICANN as a whole, we are ICANN, and so we will choose to determine how we engage in these different activities. I'm talking about ICANN as an entity, so it would be staff and board, perhaps, on behalf of the entire community.
Also, just to support that, it also impacts the budget and accountability, because you're talking about funding that's being appropriated to these initiatives without community input, and so things like the WEF and other issues come to mind. So,
thank you. We had Marina Michelle in the queue, and I'll.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Marilia for the record. Just a suggestion, I totally agree what has been advanced by Marilia and Bill before me, but I think that another important task that we have is to map the meetings and events that are coming up. We will have a full agenda this year, next year, until the WSIS Plus 10 review of events that will deal with Internet governance. Some of them are not very related to ICANN, but they do have aspects that touch upon what ICANN is doing here. Just for instance, in the Plenipotentiary Conference in Busan, we have one of the resolutions related to the role of member states in the management of internationalized multilingual domain names. It's something that it's not a clear proposal, it's a vague one, but I think that it's important for us to map where the discussions are taking place and to percolate these discussions inside the community so the community stays informed. So I see as one of the roles of the working group is to collect this information, to map the events that are coming up, and to make sure that that information circulates among the community. And I do see that we have a role in tracking, or whatever word we prefer to use, the Net Mundial initiative, because I see this as moving forward, even with two tracks, but I feel that there is a movement of working with the Brazilian government and CGI towards the IGF next year. So I think this is something that we should not exclude from our radar. Thank you.
Thank you, Marilia. Next is Marilyn Cade.
Marilyn Cade speaking. As many of you know, I published the scary timeline of meetings or my travel schedule. It's hard to figure out which. Sort of a joke, but what I would say is when we think about what ICANN and co should do, staff, board, budget supported activities versus activities that the community engages in, which may also take budget support, I look at this as there is what ICANN does and the risk and threats to how ICANN will be able to continue to do what it does with integrity. So to me, an external risk or threat are those proposals that are coming up in the plenty pot from some governments who want to change who provides some of the functions that ICANN coordinates or manages today. It might also include other proposals that are being put forward into the UNGA to create an internet oversight mechanism to approve and coordinate all ICANN and internet-related policy. So, you know, I look at this, and I'm looking at David now, but, you know, it's like there is the core DNS activities and issues, but there's also in the ecosystem, the internet governance ecosystem, there's a significant amount of risk and threat that would limit or restrict or change how ICANN functions, which may be because of lack of awareness or lack of agreement. And I do think we have to figure out how to advise how ICANN participates in such activities and how we inform the ICANN community about being an informed participant in some of those activities as well. Within the business community, I didn't say constituency, I said community, we look at business, civil society, the technical community as being much better ambassadors to governments than the ICANN staff. And I'm not being critical of the ICANN staff, but there's a respect when a business person or civil society or an NGO from your country comes to you and lays out a supporting message, as opposed to when you get visited from someone who's just coming in. So I think, and David, I would, you know, I both agree with you and maybe wanted to expand a little bit on how we also advise on addressing the risk and threats and using the strength of the community to do that.
Thank you, Marilyn. Next is Bill Craig.
I'm once again in agreement with Marilyn. It's a question of how broadly you want to define the question of, you know, what's ICANN's remit and what needs to be done in the external ecosystem in order to preserve and protect it, right? And so I think like Marilyn, I would look at some of these other activities and say there are proposals that could, over some time frame, begin to impact ICANN's operations in some negative way, which might not be very specific sounding to the management of the DNS and so on, and yet nevertheless affect it institutionally. The only thing I wonder about is the point I think where there's been a lot of controversy is not just the risks and threats, but the opportunities. I think that I think FADI and ICANN staff in supporting the Net Mundial initiative saw themselves as proactively helping to launch some activities that would further broaden support for the multi-stakeholder approach and provide more tools for the ecosystem and the global community to be able to engage effectively and over time perhaps help to address some of the concerns expressed by various governments, et cetera. So when you have initiatives, things going on to the Net Mundial initiative about, for example, how to replicate national and regional multi-stakeholderism, this is something that is intended to try to provide, you know, positive supporting input into the ecosystem. And I guess the question is, a lot of people are not comfortable with that side. I mean, I think that we probably have more consensus on responding to threats than we do towards seizing opportunities, as this has been defined. And I guess that's one of the questions. I mean, at this point, ICANN is already engaged with CGI.BR and WEF in launching the Net Mundial initiative. Are we going to, like, tell them that they should withdraw from that activity? I mean, that strikes me as a little bit difficult. So the question is, what's useful to do as well, and how we want to express our views on those kinds of initiatives.
Thank you, Bill. We have is it Kibuba Wenda? Did you say? Yep, go ahead.
Okay, Vega, again. I think it's both ways. It will seem to me from the views I've heard from the rest two speakers, some instances the ICANN staff can easily lead and show up and, you know, sell out the ICANN model if we think an event is suitable for that. Then there are some where actually the constituencies of ICANN would be a better place to do that. Instances, and some of it as well, probably will need to be tracked over time. If you take Net Mundial, which was a success in several quarters as well, because ICANN participated in the organization of it and all the stuff, but at the same time in certain quarters, there seemed to be a backfiring of some sort. where the whole event was sort of reduced to being, well, it was yet another ICANN event under a disguise of another name. So I think it will have to be a continuous process where this group assesses the best way for ICANN to participate in the process. I would also like to add the fact that I think from what I hear, the best way of some sort, I don't know if a loose matrix of some sort could be developed where we could rank these events and say, what event, why is it important, what's the magnitude of the importance, and how to engage with the event. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. It's Olivia speaking. I think you touched on this, and I was actually looking at seeing if we could have a table on a wiki which would have a list with the different events listed, whether they are within ICANN's mission or remit, or they touch on ICANN's mission and remit, what the external risk is, external as in external risk, risks to ICANN, and then also the tracking the ICANN staff status on this, whether staff has already started going on this. David Ferris, you're next.
Yeah, just in response to Bill, in ICANN's engagement with the World Economic Forum on the Net Mundial Initiative, I want to say at the outset, I in no way doubt the good intentions of ICANN's engagement and attempt to launch this initiative. However, I think there was united stakeholder frustration about it. And if we had some overarching guidance about how ICANN should undertake these types of activities, we might have avoided some of that.
Right.
So that's why I'm thinking it's so important that we need some general guidance to ICANN on this, because now they're having to play catch-up on Net Mundial Initiative and do damage control based on the frustration from the stakeholders after it was announced from the top down.
I see a lot of people agreeing with this. Maria Lemessiel.
Thank you, Olivier. I like it very much, the point about assessing the processes and finding ways to be engaged. And I think that we should also assess all the tracks that are discussing internet governance against the set of principles that we have that came out of Net Mundial. It would be very important to assess to which extent these processes are being consistent with the document that we have now, which is the final outcome, the statement. It should be the baseline for the work that we will carry out here. And I think that it is a way to say that actually we do not have separate tracks of Net Mundial. All the tracks that derive from the Net Mundial meeting, they should be based on those principles, and that is how we should assess anything that ICANN partners with WEF or with CGI or whatever. It should depart from the principles that we have.
Thank you, Mirilia. Next is Marilyn.
It's Marilyn Cade. I may be asking for clarification. I participated in Net Mundial. I was one of the five business reps on One Star and participated with the business community in organizing. And I think we had some experiences that were very, very valuable in the process of organizing, but we also had a finite amount of time and an agreement that we were not going to have negotiated documents. So we have a set of principles that came out. I don't think our job here is to only focus on the Net Mundial principles, nor do I think that all of the Net Mundial principles are about ICANN. There are sections which are about ICANN. So, again, when we go through this process of, you know, assessing the events, I'm probably particularly focused on helping to create awareness within this broader ICANN community on the implications of the CSTD review on WSIS and the overall WSIS review, because both of those, I think, will have really big implications as well for ICANN's role in the ecosystem. And there are principles related to that that are in the Net Mundial document, but there may be other things that we will also want to incorporate into our analysis.
Thank you, Marilyn. So I think we have reached the end of this discussion on this agenda item, which is the tracking of all the different different initiatives. I can see certainly two tables. One on, I'll come to you in a second, Nigel, one on the events and one on the tracks. They must be somehow
linked together, but it might be better to have them first tracked separately and see where we go from there. It looks to me, though, that with the current growth and multiplication of fora, if we don't start right away with having this on paper, we'll not get anywhere. So maybe we can start with Marilyn's list to build the table, and then get staff to publish it, and we can fill it in. So Nigel Hickson.
Thank you, Olivier. Just to note on what Marilyn said on the CSTD, it's the 10-year review of the WSIS outcomes. It's a critical discussion that's taking place at the CSTD. There'll be an intersessional at the end of November where I can attend as an observer. Obviously, other community members attend as well. Intersessional at the end of November, and then the main CSTD in May next year, which will adopt a recommendation on the WSIS outcome, which will then be adopted at ECOSOC and will form a fundamental input into the UNGA discussions in December 2015. So that is an important element of work, and ICANN has made a contribution into the into the CSTD on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel. So we've got our action item for number two. Let's move to number three, strategic plan for its implication for IG activities and role for ICANN. I didn't originate that agenda item, so I'm not sure if anybody can expand on this. Bill?
What is it?
I didn't, but I wonder, I mean, this is an hour and a half meeting, right? Do we not want to talk about some of those items in number two a little bit more? The plan potentiary, the WSIS plus, I mean, I think they merit, probably not everybody is completely up to speed with what's happening in each of those spaces, and I would think
sorry,
that this
I was assuming that everyone was up to speed, but no, that's an excellent idea. Sorry, apologies for this. Okay, so we've done Net Mondial. Plenipot?
So
I don't know that we have done Net Mondial.
Net Mondial? Okay.
Then do you want to talk about the Net Mondial initiative?
Let's do a maximum of 5 minutes on Net Mondial. The Net Mondial initiative, I think plenty of us have already heard some of it.
You say Net Mondial initiative as Net Mondial 2, I think. Are you talking about World Economic Forum effort?
Do people want to know what's going on with the World Economic Forum?
Yes. Okay. That's what we're talking about.
Effort.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
So, I mean, I'm involved in this a bit, so I can talk about it briefly. And leaving aside the whole process by which this got established, about which we all have expressed views and so on, the question is going forward, what's going on and how does the ICANN community want to interface with that? So, you know, bottom line is what is happening in the web is there's two tracks, right? One track is what they're currently calling strategic dialogue on global internet governance and cooperation, which will mean that at Davos there will be a bunch of panels and discussions with senior level people, primarily from outside the community. And I think that while this is something that grated on a lot of people, that this initiative seemed to be so focused on outside the community and the community members who are not more involved, there is, I think, arguably something to be said for bringing into the conversation CEOs from the financial world and heads of state and others who might have some interest in knowing what's going on with internet governance and particularly if they provide some support, whether it is simply a matter of expressing support for the model or a certain type of approach, or whether they seek to get together and try and resource some further activity. I want to make the argument that, you know, I mean, in any event, you can't prevent people from having conversations, and we don't own global internet governance, and if they want to talk about these things, they will do that. I think what's important to note, though, is that it is not a norm-setting activity, and I know that many of my friends in civil society got very agitated at the front end about the whole Net Mondial initiative because they thought that basically the sort of norm soft norm-setting process that we had in Sao Paulo with agreeing principles and a roadmap and so on was somehow being privatized and taken off stage into a place that wasn't accessible. But WEF put out a FAQ before the August 28 launch meeting that I thought clarified these points, but not many people seem to have read it very carefully. I don't think the WEF aspires to be the place where norms are being negotiated or established in any way, shape, or form. They're trying to facilitate a conversation, and whether you agree with that conversation, that's another point. Then the second track is the Net Mundial Initiative / Platform, the final name to be determined. And the concept here is to actually do some sort of programmatic activity that, as I said, further to the ILS report and so on, would provide some enriching inputs into the ecosystem's ability to function effectively, blah, 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 blah. There are four projects that were announced at the launch meeting on August 28. I don't know if people are familiar with them, but they are moving forward. And these are just the initial projects. There's one which is being catalyzed by the GovLab at New York University, which is about so-called issue-to-solution mapping, which is trying to map out the range of issues that are out there and put it into a technologically driven database that can be accessed so that people can easily track issues. Like if, for example, a minister or vice minister wants to know what's going on with network security, they would be able to go into this tool and find the range of different activities that are happening in different places in order to have a better visualization. This kind of ties into the notion of a clearinghouse, which I've been pushing for some time as well. So that's a programmatic activity, and NYU is already working on designing the software and the framework for doing this, and they hope to have something sort of to demo in a few months. Secondly, there is a initiative about best practices for so-called distributed governance networks or distributed governance groups. There's a little analytical confusion here in my mind, but that's beside the point. We had a meeting in Turin in October 1 and 2. This is being coordinated by the Berkman Center at Harvard University. There's a series of case studies being done about multi-stakeholder practices that are being pursued in various contexts, particularly at the national level, but there will also be some case studies that will look at some of the transnational things like the RIRs. There will be we had a discussion about those case studies in Turin. There will be document that tries to summarize and integrate the insights from those case studies in order to identify good practices to be taken forward in organizing these things. The confusion, I think, is that the case studies are really more about multi-stakeholder cooperation than they are about distributed governance groups per se. Distributed governance groups being more essentially like transnational policy networks, which are not necessarily just multi-stakeholder. Thirdly, there's an initiative being organized by CGI.br about national and regional multi-stakeholderism and how to replicate that around the world, identifying good practices, etc. And then lastly, there's one that probably would, for those of you who wonder about what have concerns about ICANN staff or initiatives, there's a toolkit for internet cooperation and governance, which I guess ICANN is coordinating. It's not very clearly explained. Maybe Nigel knows more about it. But it's supposed to sort of establish a basic framework that could then be used to replicate patterns of multi-stakeholder cooperation in different environments. I found the description of this to be a little bit vague, personally. I'm not quite sure what is envisioned, and there hasn't been anything more said about it. The last point I'll make, and I'll stop. Again, these are just initial projects, and what the concept is that CGI, WEF, and with ICANN buy-in, I guess, would create a platform where other initiatives of this kind could be launched, where people who wanted to come together and pool resources and do something that might be of some use would be able to do it. And what I've been pushing them a lot on is making sure that you build a platform that allows distributed global participation in the processes by having inputs, so that everybody can provide guidance and so on. So there will be a strategic coordination group. There will be probably a group below that will be operational to actually oversee the project's details. And then there will be hopefully a mechanism by which everybody will be able to participate globally. And the problem there is that WEF doesn't know how to do that because they never have. So they're used to just putting videos on the web of their discussions rather than actually aggregating inputs from people around the world. So they're seeking help in how one would do that. So that's what that initiative is about.
Okay, thank you very much for this, Bill. I was going to ask which ones of these initiatives are relevant to this community, but I don't want to launch into another 10-minute description. But we've got a good list now that's on record. We'll build the table from that, and then perhaps we'll be able to fill in which ones are absolutely significant and we should get involved with, and which ones are beyond our reach. So next, the Plenipot. Is anyone ready to provide us a brief details on what's going on with regards to that, which I believe starts next week?
So this Tony, me.
We've got Tony, we've got...
Sarah.
Yes, Sarah Falvo.
Do it.
Go ahead, Sarah.
I was just going to, so the plenipotentiary begins on Monday. It's for 3 weeks long. The first week is supposed to be elections of the various chairs and the secretary general, and then the second 2 weeks is supposed to focus on discussion of the country and regional contributions. It does sound like there's going to be discussion probably starting, although I mean it's going to be pretty long 3 weeks. yeah, I think in general, you know, there are some contributions from countries that are looking at the role of ICANN in the space, the role of internet governance, and the organizations that are a part of that. So I do think it's going to be a topic of discussion along with, obviously, the normal discussion points at the Plenipot. And there's quite a few of us who are going, actually. So the people who look miserable over there.
Thank you, Sarah. Is there some coordination between all the people that are going? Even informal through a Skype chat or something?
Yeah, usually we have a Skype chat, but it's pretty informal. And apart from that, there hasn't been much coordination. Marilyn's just dying to speak, so I'll let her go.
Marilyn, Kate?
So this is only my fourth Plenipot. There's always informal coordination between the technical attendees and the business attendees, but we're all on government delegations unless we go as a sector member, and there are rules about what you're allowed to share. So although we do informal conversations and coordination, we are all bound by adhering to the positions of the government on whose delegation we go, unless we go as a sector member. The risk of going as a sector member is that you have to pay 11,300 Swiss francs on top of your sector member dues. So very few sector members do choose to go, although some do go both on a delegation and also under their own hat. There are three tranches of work that have implications for ICANN. One of them is very much in the internet policy arena, where there's a number of proposals. There's also an issue about whether the council working groups related to WISIS and to internet public policy will be opened up beyond just for member states to also include at least sector members. So that openness issue is a separate item and an item of much debate. My prediction would be that the outcome will be opening them to sector members, right, but not to the great unwashed like the rest of us. Then the third item of work, which is actually probably hidden to most people is the issue of the ITU being allowed to accept off-budget financing. And the reason that matters is, at least on the budget, when the items are on the budget, the council of the ITU tries to enforce a balanced budget. When the ITU accepts off-budget financing, it is able to expand its role in coordinating on behalf of the UN agencies in the WSIS review, in the WSIS forum, in the WSIS plus 10 high-level event, etc. And that money is typically coming from a particular, has come from a particular funding source from a government that is not particularly supportive of openness and transparency. So while that doesn't, you know, that doesn't look like a risk item, it actually is a big risk item because it's allowing the ITU to increase its role in speaking for and convening all of the UN agencies in how they participate in the WSIS review, how they participate in WSIS follow-up. And then the final point I would make about that is the ITU acted as the convener, for example, of the WSIS plus 10 review of the action lines. And although that was participated in by the other UN agencies and it was an open multi-stakeholder platform, it was heavily dominated by the ITU, and there are proposals that they would continue that role in the overall WSIS review budgets and issue there.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. Any response or reaction to the list that Marilyn has provided us with? Any further questions or comments on the ITU and on Plenipot? Nigel Hickson.
Yes, thank you, Olivier. Well, I mean, just Marilyn knows it all, but I mean, I wasn't trying to be, but I mean, just to add to the list, I would have thought one issue of interest to this community sitting in at an ICANN meeting would be the proposal that that the ITU Secretariat puts forward work to become a regional internet registry. Well, not necessarily a regional internet registry, but to become an internet registry with the ability to issue IPv6 addresses to the developing world. I mean, this is a Russian proposal. I mean, there's a history to it, but I think it will generate a discussion.
Thank you, Nigel. Yeah, go ahead.
Real quickly, Marilyn, Nigel is listing one of the proposals that are in that tranche I mentioned of a number of in the internet tracks. There are others that call for the ITU to build IXPs in developing countries. There's a number in that and I guess I should be really fair here. The role of the development sector is very important to the developing countries, very, very important to the developing countries. And it's really of concern to me that the important work of the development sector is being transferred into the T sector and taking on some of the sort of oversight mechanisms that, and Nigel just gave you one example. My example of the building IXPs is another one.
Thank you. Next is, we have a queue here, Matthew Shears and then Yongam Lee. So Matthew first.
Thanks, Olivier. Matthew Shears, CDT. I think I can share that civil society is organizing in preparation for Plenipot. A number of civil society representatives are on delegations. We have an active informal work that's going on in the background analyzing the resolutions and the proposed resolutions and new activities. A number of those people are in the room who are involved in that. So I think on the issue of coordination, we have an talk to ISOC about coordination. I think it's fair to say that we would be delighted to coordinate with other groups as well on locations. So just wanted to give you that update. Thanks.
Thank you, Matthew. I'll close the list now, realizing it is 26 past and we only have until 9:45. This is going really fast. We still have Young Lee, Yanis Karklins, and then anyone else who has something to add to this, could you just send it over to the mailing list. Yongam Lee.
Yes, Yongam Lee.kr. I just just would like to mention the fact that there was talk of a constitutional change, or the possibility of the discussion of constitutional change within ITU, but the absence of proposals of the change in constitution, I think, should also be noted, and would like to know if anybody else has more details on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Yomam. Next is Yanis Kong.
So thank you. Just a very, very short piece of information. We hear that Turkish hosts of IGF 2014 will send a letter to the president of the plenipotentiary conference attaching chair's report, and will ask to disseminate it as a conference room paper to inform the any debate in plenipotentiary conference on internet governance related issues. Whether that will be done or not, it is hard to say. It will be a decision of the president of the conference, but at least Turkish, we hear the Turkish hosts are willing to make that that contribution.
That's a very good initiative. Thank you, Yanis. Maybe I have to get the mic closer to me. Is that better? Okay, sorry about this. So we still haven't touched on WSIS plus 10 review. Can we just spend 5 minutes on this with someone who could just provide us a helicopter view of WSIS plus 10? Marilyn?
Okay, I'm going to do very quickly. There are three parts to the WSIS review process. We just completed one called the WSIS plus 10 action line review, which culminated in a report and a high-level meeting with negotiated text and the publication of a set of documents that are now called the Green Book that are being treated as though they have the same status. They don't, but as though they have a significant status, just as the WSIS documents do. I can point you all to where to find them. The important thing that happened there was heavily negotiated. It reviewed the action lines, rejected adding new action lines, rejected adding targets, and there is a proposal at the ITU Plenipot to go back and reopen the outcome of that meeting, which was a high-level meeting, and that's going to be fought about. Miracle that happened, literally, was that recognition of gender, the importance of access to ICTs for women and youth was being rejected by a number of countries. And in the end, with significant negotiation help from the DEPSEC of UNESCO, the three countries that were not willing to sign on, Cuba, Saudi Arabia, and finally Iran, did accept the documents. So they are consensus documents. Really important because they are going to go into the rest of the WSIS review. The next phase of the WSIS review is being conducted by the United Nations Commission on Science and Technology for Development. And that review has been, the outreach has been concluded. There's a continued what we would call a desk or literature review of reports, et cetera, that is being done. The draft report will be presented at the CSTD Intersessional in the 26th to the 28th of November in Geneva. I will be there. I am one of the five business representatives on the CSTD Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation. There are five technical representatives, five civil society. There will be an effort made by the Friends of the Internet participants in the CSTD to call for the mapping exercise that we did and to be included in that review, and to have a reopening, a one-time reopening of the CSTD Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation to contribute to the report, which will go into the CSTD in May. That review, the CSTD review, will be a matter of record. It will be accompanied by a resolution. Should the resolution not receive unanimous support, the chair of the CSTD has the authority to forward the CSTD review of the WSIS directly to the UNGA. The chair is Minister Johnson of Nigeria, and she's very, very strongly engaged and positively engaged in this issue. The final step of the WSIS review will launch in June and conclude in December. December. And December of last year, the resolution that came from the CSTD into the UNGA did not enjoy full support on how to conduct the modalities of the WSIS review. Two co-facilitators were appointed, Finland and Tunisia. After extensive consultations, proposal was put forward, finally agreed. There will be two new co-facilitators appointed. The review will launch in June. It is up to the countries to determine what kind of outreach they do with other stakeholders. There will be an effort to accept inputs from stakeholders, and there will be a two-day event at the UNGA in New York with invited representatives from stakeholders to speak alongside governments. And then there will be a resolution or a decision taken. There's a very strong linkage, a very important linkage between the Sustainable Development Goals and the WSIS review. And for most countries that I speak to, very, very significantly concerned about making sure that the Sustainable Development Goals and the further on work from the WSIS are much more intertwined than perhaps they've been in the past. And Yanis may have other comments.
Thank you, Marilyn. Yanis, would you like to add?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's very difficult to compliment Marilyn. She is giving you a very good picture of what's happening. I would like to give you a heads up on a proposal which I'm planning to make in early December this year to the MAG, that maybe next year's IGF in November could be used as a platform for negotiators to engage with the community on internet governance-related issues. And if by then, one can argue it maybe it's too late, but by then there will be already kind of a draft which community will be able to comment on, and if we will manage to bring part of negotiators to Brazil and immerse them in the atmosphere of IGF, that in my view would be helpful for them to better understand and create kind of a positive attitude towards IGF as a result. Again, but all that is subject of approval by the MAG and then approval by the co-facilitators, which will be appointed by the President of General Assembly.
Thank you very much, Yanis. Next is Marina Messiel.
Thank you very much, Olivier. Just two observations about that. One is about the substantive outcomes of these processes, which I think that so far are very vague. The documents that have come out of the high-level events, they're not helpful to establish a view beyond 2015, and they do not tackle current problems. They do not update documents from the original WSIS, such as, for instance, member countries did not manage to find a common view on the protection of bloggers, which is a topic, for instance, that emerged since WSIS. So I think it's not very helpful, and on the third track that Merlin mentioned of the review from June to December, I think that the time is too short for intergovernmental meaningful discussions, and I think that we really are on the situation that maybe we will have anodyne or not very meaningful documents emerging from the WSIS review, and this is not good for any of us because we have original documents that were very good in terms of putting a people-centered, development-oriented information society on the agenda, but then we need to move forward and set new views. Something that emerged from the IGF was the possibility for non-governmental actors to create a platform in which they could create a parallel document from the WSIS review, something that the other actors could feel comfortable with and that includes topics that probably in intergovernmental environments won't be able to make into the document. So this would be a document, of course, parallel, unofficial, but that could have legitimacy and support if enough actors rally behind it. But if we believe this is a good idea, it's something that we need to start thinking about because we should create a platform for collaboration and development of this document, taking into account that we made something a little bit similar for the Net Mundial, for instance. It could serve as an example of how we can collaborate online, and I think that it would be very important to have a document after the WSIS, and this would be a possibility to do it.
Thank you very much, Mulia. That was very fast delivery. The queue is closed. We just have Bertrand de la Chapelle.
Yeah, thanks, Marilyn, for the excellent update. Following what Marilyn was saying, I do agree that the two elements that have to be followed and scrutinized very thoroughly is the format of the event itself in the in December, and how open it will be, whether it is just open to a few speakers that are allowed to take the floor for a limited amount of time, or whether it is a more participatory process. And the second element is indeed the fear that I fully share, that Marilia has expressed, that the outcome of this process might be something that is closer to a resolution of the CSTD, which is relatively empty, rather than something that really makes the whole process move forward. And in that regard, I think Yanis is pointing in a very interesting direction to use the IGF in Brazil that would take place before as a springboard to basically almost give the impetus that the event in the General Assembly may not give on its own.
Thank you for this. Bertrand, now we have four more agenda items, and we've only got 10 minutes. That's going to be a little bit difficult to achieve. Of course, the charter discussions and update has already been dealt with, so we really have strategic plan, interface and engagement with the wider community, and the ICANN expenditure. With regards to the strategic plan, I think it would probably take a full hour if we were to start discussing the plan and so on. I wondered if we could have a couple of volunteers who could be looking at the strategic plan and maybe in our next conference call have an explanation of what its implications are on the internet governance activities, bearing in mind that there appears to have been a new way of doing things by shrinking, I think, shrinking the budget this in this next next cycle. So are there any takers for this? Has anyone already looked at the strategic plan? So exciting. Of course, Marilyn would have.
I'll make an offer. I'll find the appropriate ICANN staff and look at the appropriate sections and look at the appropriate parts of the budget, which I can tell you. Still don't show the $3.5 million spent on the mystical, magical, marvelous top-down panels. But I'm sure that with Nigel's help and other ICANN staff help, we can come back in with a report.
That sounds very appropriate, Marilyn. Thank you. So let's go to number four. Matthew Shears.
Thank you, Olivier. Matthew Shears, CDT. I have a question that I'd like to raise with regards to item six, which you just said we finished the discussion of, if I may. This is the first time I'm attending this, so please excuse any ignorance. But in the blog post that was written in February by yourself and Rafiq, it talks about to achieve its objective, the CCWGIG will undertake, but is not limited to, the following activities: give guidance to ICANN staff and CEO regarding internet governance issues. Seems to me that's a pretty one-way dimension. I think, Bill just raised the issue of the IEG toolkit or whatever that is. It seems to me that that should be more of a discussion or an interaction between staff and the working group. So perhaps that could be addressed. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew. That was then. I think that the charter actually was updated since, and the charter does say that, and it's a full interaction. It's not just a one-way street, thankfully. So number four is the interface and engagement with the wider community and ICANN leadership. This afternoon, there is an internet governance session taking place. I wonder if Nigel could say a few words about this, please. Nigel Hickson.
Yes, thank you very much, Olivia. Well, I'll be very brief because the session is on the site. So this is a session that we often staff often run in conjunction with a number of community members on internet governance update. I mean, that's the genesis of it. I mean, in fact, if we had a discussion along the lines that Marilyn prompted earlier on such issues as
Yeah, a bit of an echo.
A bit closer to the mic, perhaps, please.
Closer? God, want me to go further away? If we had a discussion this afternoon along the lines that Marilyn prompted on WSIS and PP14, I think we'd be very happy. But as essentially, it is a chance for members of the ICANN community to, you know, to engage in a discussion on internet governance issues that are coming up. So this afternoon on the agenda is IGF, plenipotentiary, and WSIS. And then there's a separate section, so it's in two phases this afternoon, those three items in the first phase, and then the second phase to discuss the WEF initiative, and there'll be someone from Berkman and someone from Brazil as panelists. And, you know, Bill gave a very helpful overview of the projects, and no doubt people will be able to ask questions about those projects this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nigel. Marilyn Kidd.
Thank you. Many of you will recall that I was the person who proposed that the cross-community working group on IG organize the town hall that we held, which led to our consulting with the broader community. Board and staff were, of course, in the participants. And that is where we put forward our recommendation. So I would like to propose, and thank you for that, Nigel, I'd like to propose that the CCWGIG organize the session in Marrakesh. And, Nigel, I really hope you and others from the staff will work with us. But I want to make it very clear, my proposal is we organize and we run. ICANN very generously offered us their world-class television moderator, and I turned that down. I want this proposal to be clear that I'm proposing we organize and we run an event in Marrakesh, which would be a repeat of a town hall approach, because I think and we should then do proper preparation for it so that it really can be engaging and can address, Mariella, some of the, you know, issues. We're a good representation, but we're by no means broad enough, and so that's my proposal.
Yes, thank you, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. And, of course, this afternoon session looks as though it was very well planned and put together, and it's certainly probably going to bring a lot of people and be very exciting and interesting. But, indeed, there was some unease within this community about the top-down nature of such an arrangement, and certainly with the community having a cross-community working group on these issues on internet governance, it would certainly feel right for it to be planning the session in Marrakesh. So if there is no words against that, then I think we can say this, that there's consensus in this group for proceeding forward like this. With 2 minutes, sorry, 1 minute remaining, we have ICANN expenditure, which would take us 1 day to discuss at least. ICANN expenditure on internet governance. I thought we were told it's going to be nil now, isn't it?
I don't see how it could be, but sorry. It's Maron. How could it be nil? I'm not sure. It can't be nil. And I'm happy to ask this question at the microphone, or Nigel could suggest a potty he find a way to answer us before. I'm told that there are staff. I love the public forum, you guys know. I'm told that there are staff that are going to be allocated to the to be a part of the joint WEF CGI initiative. ICANN is still funding OneNet in some way. So how could last time we met, we heard that there was support being given to Paul Wilson to continue it. So there's some kind of expenditure, and I would assume that there's also expenditure. I mean, we're talking about budget items. I'm assuming there's also expenditure related to. We should just ask for a clarifying review of the budget items. That, because when you said expenditure, is that what you? That's what you meant. What was in the budget, right?
Yes, that's correct, Marilyn, and perhaps this working group could ask for some clarity from the finance staff to provide details.
Oh.
Sally's here, but it's just timing. We are 1 minute beyond.
Yeah, but Sally's on.
We have.
Yeah, do you?
Sally, would you please join us at the table? Sorry to put you on the spot. It's by consensus that you're being brought here. Don't take it against the chair.
Sally Costerton for the record. Putting it, what is correct is that this is in flux in terms of deciding how much resource, which is money and people. I mean, ultimately, of course, it's all money, because if you're going to pay staff, it's still money, that is used from the baseline budget, the core budget of ICANN. And this is what Fadi presented at the opening ceremony. And by the way, I wanted to correct something earlier. There is no intention to shrink the budget. So just for the record, that's not the plan. What Fadi talked about was holding the increase in the growth of the baseline budget to a very small level, probably in line with inflation, whatever the standard accounting model is that is normally used, so something like sort of 3 to 5%, that kind of area. What he also talked about, which may or may not include internet governance, and it very much depends on how the community wants to contribute to this, is if there are new initiatives that the community feels it wants to pursue on top of the baseline budget, which the activities of which are incorporated or will be incorporated in the operating plan, which will be coming out for public comment. So everybody will be able to see what is included in the baseline budget for internet governance in terms of personnel and programs as part of that process. And then
the intent to replace a participant, and the chair then receives the nomination from the sending group. The other person is removed from the list or moved to observer, blah, blah, blah. So something very simple but clear. So if a group runs into this, they know there's a procedure.
Yeah. Okay, so that's another action item then for our near future. We have the first action item to do with the complete list. Alexandra, do you have all of this recorded?
I'm sorry, yes. So the first one is we need a table of events where you should participate and a table with the threats to WISIS plus 10 review, Plenipot and Net Mundial initiative. Then we have Marilyn Cade will lead the strategic plan issue for the next conference call. We will have the transcript ready in 24 hours, so I'll share with you the table.
Fantastic. Any other business? Without anyone putting their hands up, I thank you all for this very high-octane meeting, and this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.